This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm in the studio today with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
Howdy, Rich.
And Jeff Sandu. Oh, my word. What are you doing back here?
Huh? Yeah, it's hot in Malaysia. It's oh, my God. Yeah, it's hot.
We were cursing you just ever so slightly whilst you were away in Las Vegas and San Francisco.
Beautiful city, San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I went to Silicon Valley as well. You know, the holy grail for all the tech startups. I went and checked out Google, Facebook, Apple. I have to say, though, Apple's Infinity Loop Complex... It's actually really cool.
Is it?
Mm. It's really cool. It hurts me. It burns me to say this, though. It's actually really cool. But, God, they prize you out of everything. Mm. There was like an Apple Cupertino t-shirt that, you know, these retro t-shirts that they were selling. $75 for a t-shirt.
A t-shirt?
For a t-shirt. $75 yeah.
You didn't apply for work whilst you were there?
No, the only reason why I went there was just to ask them where's the toilet.
Okay. Oh, we had to have a little dig, didn't we? Anyway.
But it was cool.
It was cool. Yeah. Ladies and gents, we're going to be with you all the way through until 1. If you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Starting off today's show with a... it's a report that we've just read, and it's about how heavy screen time appears to impact children's brains. It shows that children who use a lot of digital devices have different brain patterns. Yeah. The thing is, the scientists who are doing this study are not entirely sure what these different brain patterns mean. We're going to be having a bit of a chat about that and whether or not you guys think that maybe too much screen time is a bad thing. Have we jumped to the wrong conclusions about screen time? That's story number one. Story number two is how a police teamed up with Amazon to catch package thieves during Christmas. Mm-hmm. Story number three, Google AI curated news playlists. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be wrapping up with Russia's most modern robot. Not quite
I love this.
What it seems. Yeah. Okay, let's kick off with this story then about the screen time. Tell us about this report then, Jeff.
Yeah, so researchers, they found different brain patterns in scans among children who record heavy smart device and video game use. So this first wave of information from the $300 million US dollars research by the National Institute of Health, or NIH, study shows that 9 and 10-year-old kids who spend more than 7 hours a day using these devices, like your, you know, laptops and tablets and smartphones, and also video game consoles like your Nintendo Switch and all that, they show signs of premature thinning of the cortex, which is the brain's outermost layer that processes sensory information. But the thing is, though, what's interesting is that, you know, they don't quite know if this is actually caused by the screen time, and also they don't quite know if this is actually a bad thing. Mm. So it brought me up to, you know, so just kind of like thinking around, and, you know, we've got two of our colleagues who have kids in their home, and, you know, none of us here have kids, or at least kids that we know that we don't have in that sense, right? So Jermaine, who's our events community space, she was very adamant in not giving any screen time to her kid before the kid was born. Zach is now, I think, about 2 years old now, and he has his, you know, iPad, and he watches his YouTube and stuff like that. But it's controlled by, you know, our colleague, by Jermaine herself. So she, you know, selects a playlist and she curates them. She curates it for him, and then he watches, you know, educational things on YouTube and, you know, and all of the other stuff, right? So now the thing is, though, with this new study, they found that, yes, there is a difference in the brain patterns when they scan this, but, you know, is this necessarily a bad thing is where the question marks are still being raised, because this, again, this is the first wave of the study. I think they will launch the full report in 2019, and also because this is, like, you know, a study that will be on for years. I guess when these 9 and 10 year old kids grow up to be 30 and 40 years old, then I guess we will know more. So it's going to be a 20, 30 year long run study, right? Yeah. Also, every kid that went through this study, who was, you know, in heavy usage of laptops and iPads and screens and stuff, they all recorded different brain patterns. So they're all, like, unique in a way compared to those who are not, you know, so addicted to the screens. They're a little bit more of like a one uniform kind of pattern. So it kind of tells you, like, is this actually really a bad thing in terms of giving kids, you know, your iPads and telling them to, you know, this is how you learn stuff, or you can't use any of this? Because I'm on the side where I think it's beneficial, because a kid's brain is like a sponge here. You know, you could teach them so many things when they're young. My mom is a Montessori kindergarten teacher for like 30 years now, and she teaches them so many things to up to a point where, you know, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old could learn how to do, you know, multiples by 9 and even double digits, and even division by double digits as well, right? And for me, the reason why I see they can do that is because they're a sponge. And if you give kids educational information or content on iPads and videos and stuff, I think they'll absorb it even more than usually on books and stuff. We grew up with the TV. Mm. And the TV, you had no control. So how is the TV better than, say, an iPad or, you know, your laptops and tablets?
I was going to ask the same thing. Like, how is this different from watching TV? Like, so do they compare with the patterns of kids who grew up watching TV? Or are they just specifically focusing on...
Specifically only on 9 and 10-year-old kids who are in this day and age, which is, you know, using your devices.
I think it'll be interesting because on TV, they have to watch whatever is on TV. They cannot choose. So there's no, it's not interactive. So you can't choose your content. Yeah. You can't choose like who you want to watch. I mean,
it could be Sesame Street, and then following that, it could be MacGyver.
MacGyver, right? Yeah. You just have to sit and then watch whatever is on TV.
That sounds like my perfect day, though. Just saying.
We're flashback to 1980s here. Yeah.
Yeah. But on the iPad, on like YouTube or whatever, then you can choose what content you want. So I think there's more activity. I think the kids are more aware of what they're picking up or what they're watching. I don't know. That's just what I think.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, so the Academy of Pediatrics, who recently have said in their ideal world, kids under the age of... You shouldn't give kids any digital devices, you should avoid digital media use between the months of 18 to 24 years old. Mm. So, you know, a year and a half up to 2 years old, they shouldn't have any of that. But I think you're right, Jeff. I think there's certain elements, I think there's a good point to be said for kids will just absorb whatever is put in front of them, you know. And if you tailor that kind of playlist and it's done right, I, as a non-parent, have seen, you know, people who have taught their kids via iPads and one thing, and they seem normal, you know, squared away kids. Yeah. The one thing that I have noticed, though, is that once you take away that iPad or you take away that phone, you see resistance. You know, you see a little bit of a pushback.
I mean, that's for us as well, no? If you take away our gadgets, we have, like, I didn't have data for more than 8 hours, I think, day before yesterday. I think the service was down. Mm. And so I was disconnected on the way to work, so I couldn't use Spotify, I couldn't listen to my podcast, and I got restless. Yeah. I was like, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to listen to? I want to get to work fast. I don't get stuck in traffic and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's understandable that a kid would, like, you know, have a fit or, like, freak out if you take away their devices.
Because
and stuff.
It's what they're used to, right?
Yeah.
And it's if you can control the content that they are watching and viewing, and also like how much they can actually receive, you know, YouTube on their iPad and stuff. I guess having that control is a lot better than back in the days with the TV, right? So back in the days, it's like your parents would just say, like, you only have TV from 8 to 8.30, and then after that, you're going off to bed. But then what's happening on 8 to 8.30? You've got no control over it at all. Yeah. So that is, for me, where I feel like at least this time around, you have some sort of control in terms of the content that you give to your kids. But of course, giving them, like, you know, if you can say, we have 5 hours a day, that's like way too much. So try to limit them, I guess, have that balance. Because I really honestly do believe that kids, if they use these devices, it ignites a different part of their brain, because you're consuming in a very new kind of device. I've seen my nephew and nieces who are like, you know, a year and 2 years old. They know how to turn on the iPad and even unlock the iPad as well. Of course, there's no password for this, but swiping it to unlock, they know how to do it. It's just their intuition itself. They just are born in this generation that they just know how to do it.
All right, folks, that's our opinions. We'd like to hear yours. Particularly, I'd like to hear from some parents.
Parents, yeah.
You know, that would be an interesting addition to the mix. We'd like to hear that. Let us know what you think. You know, have we been too quick to judge? And is screen time necessarily a bad thing? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll take a short break while you have time to compose your questions and your statements. Let us know. We've got some music coming up from Queens of the Stone Age with The Lost Art of Keeping a Secret here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.